I'm here with Efraim Zurov from the Zeman Wiesenthal Center. It's not the first time we've seen you here in Latvia. No. Can you give me your thoughts this time around?
Listen, I think it's a very sad day, a very sad thing to see these people marching and being glorified as freedom fighters, which they weren't. First of all, anyone who fought for victory of the Third Reich shouldn't be a hero. Third Reich was the most genocidal regime in human history, and a victory of the Third Reich would have been the end of European civilization. Second of all, some of the people who served in the Latvian Legion prior to joining the Legion had served in Latvian security police and were actively involved in murdering Jews. Another reason not to glorify them. And third, the Germans had absolutely no intention of granting Latvia or Lithuania or Estonia independence. So the irony of the story is the only reason Latvia is democratic today is because Nazi Germany lost the war. But I want to add one thing. This is in no way intended to say or to support the allegations or the accusations by Russia that Latvia is a Nazi country. Latvia is not a Nazi country. Latvia is not a fascist country. It's a democracy, and it's actually, I think, more of a democracy than Russia is today. But having said that, you can't remain silent when there's an attempt to rewrite the history of world narrative of World War II and the Holocaust and turn the criminals into the heroes and the heroes into criminals.
And what do you think is the state of play at the moment regarding anti-Semitism in Eastern Europe in general and maybe Latvia in particular?
Eastern Europe has, I would say, a lower level of anti-Semitism than there is in Western Europe. But the situation is very different because in Western Europe today, because of the Holocaust, the traditional anti-Semitism against the Jew because he has a different religion, because he has different traditions, is totally politically incorrect. And as a result, what's happened is that anti-Semitism has morphed into anti-Zionism. Mm-hmm. In other words, an unfair and totally outrageous attacks on the state of Israel. And this is the new form of anti-Semitism in the West. In Eastern Europe, there's no Muslims who are among the main, problems of anti-Semitism. There's no extreme left because the left has been totally delegitimized by communism. All there is extreme right. So in the Eastern Europe, you can draw a straight line from the anti-Semitism of the 30s mm-hmm. to today. In other words, they love Israel, they hate Jews. In other words, the Jews control the banks, the Jews control the media, all the same lies.
This is kind of old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned anti-Semitism, right.
New.
Right. Not, in other words, they're not on the new wave of anti-Semitism, they're on the old wave of anti-Semitism. This is the problem. But and it's a sad thing. Because the people, the Jews living in these communities today, are the people who basically said, we have faith in Latvian democracy, we have faith in Lithuanian democracy, we have faith in Estonian democracy, and we're staying put, which should be a very good thing for these countries. Instead of that, you have some level, and it's not nowhere near as bad as Western Europe, but you have to say it exists. Part of it, by the way, is expressed by this Holocaust distortion, by trying to change the narrative, mm-hmm. trying to hide their crimes, that is, the crimes of locals, which, remember, in Eastern Europe, only in Eastern Europe, did collaboration with the Nazis include participation in mass murder. Now, I'm not trying to condone French, Belgian, Dutch collaboration, but it wasn't mass murder. It was a different story for a variety of reasons. But this problem exists. Hopefully it'll be overcome, and hopefully it won't get worse.